Greetings, friends, family, and partners. Been running a little bit late. We moved this last week, had to change places, and lost my equipment. Couldn't find my microphone. Took us several days, but my wife came up with it. So now we're back in the saddle, ready to get started and start talking about podcasts and all of the meanings thereof, what's going on in the world, and how we might make these choices. My name is Joe Watson, and the podcast you're listening to is called Choices, We Believe. In this podcast, we talk about the choices of life, what we believe, how we function, what meanings are, and how to understand what goes on around us. I want to let you know how to contact me. I have a website, although it's not very big, but there is a contact button, and it's at choiceswebelieve.com. If there was anything you had a question about and wanted to further discuss or put into it, you can go to that website and click on the contact page and fill it out. Today we have a statement that we're going to look at. I want to consider this. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father, and you've seen yourself. Now, that'll mess with your mind, especially a religious or natural mind, which can't get around something like that. But we're going to explore it and see what the scripture has to say about the interconnection and how this works. How can you, who clearly you would look at yourself and say, well, I'm not God, that don't work. But nonetheless, have that connection to where you look in the mirror and you see God. Wow. Now, I can't take credit for having this first revelation. I got this idea from a young man named Chad Gonzalez. Don't know if you've heard of him or ever speak and listen to him, but you can find him on YouTube under Healing Speaks. His name is Chad Gonzalez. He's a very down-to-earth, kind of a quiet kind of teacher that just sits in a chair and opens his Bible and teaches. He has a lot of things to say, but you know, with every teacher, you have to open your own Bible and see if what he says is actually there. So let's move on today and look at the interconnection between you and God the Father. Hallelujah. I want to first look in the Gospel of John. So if you have your Bibles or your device, you can open up your app and go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. We're going to start in verse 9. So John 14, 9 says, Jesus said to him, who's him? Philip? Philip had just said, you know, show us the Father and we'll suffice. And Jesus' response is, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Wow, that's a statement, isn't it? Jesus said, if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. How could he say such a thing? That's remarkable. That's something that your head goes tilt, because all these people looked at Jesus. They saw a man. I mean, the 12, the other people around, the Pharisees, the priests, even the Romans, everybody has an idea about what God looks like and what God would be like if he was to appear to us. And they stand there and they look at a man. They see Jesus in the flesh. They don't see God. It doesn't dawn on them about what goes on in the spirit realm. But in Hebrews 1:13, talking about Jesus, that he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact, and ESV says, imprint of his nature. The King James Version says the express image of his person. Okay? He upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Wow. The imprint, according to the ESV, the express image, according to King James. What does that tell us about Jesus Christ? Wow. That he would be the representative, the embodiment, the soul singularity that we can see and touch and experience. We find that in Jesus Christ. That's awesome. But wait, it gets better than this. Jesus and God, or Father God, are together as one. And when you know that in the spirit realm, it doesn't operate the same way as the physical realm does. In the physical realm, every body occupies space. We are solid and we occupy space. But in the spirit realm, you can have multiple spirits occupy the same space. I'll give you an example of this. Remember when Jesus talked to the demoniac, you know, they just rowed across the Sea of Galilee and get out of the boat, and this demon-possessed guy comes running out of the tombs, and he identifies himself by the name of legions, because there were so many demons residing within this guy. He is possessed by thousands, okay? How in the world did thousands of demonic spirits occupy the same space? It's transdimensional. I'll get it. Transdimensional, and so they can be overlaid on top of one another in the same space. So Jesus Christ's body could have the Spirit of the Father, the Holy Ghost, present along with him and be the representative of the Most High God, which is awesome. It's awesome. That's just, you know, you think about it and you see Jesus as a man. He's also God at the same time. It's hard to get your head around it, but it gets worse. Stay with me for a little longer and we'll see. See what really gets your brain going on tilt. The Bible also says, the description of Jesus Christ, that he is the first of many brethren. In several places in the Bible, we find Jesus' description as being the firstborn of many brethren. So let's take one of those and look at Romans chapter 8, verse 29. And it says, Romans 8:29 says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." How in the world does that happen? Well, we have to look at this. We have to get down and start trying to figure some things out. Jesus, okay, being the first of many brethren, was the first fruit to be born again, as it were. Now, stay with me. Don't run off yet. Coming out of the tomb, triumphing over death, Christ demonstrated what the Father's promise was of new birth, or being made alive from death. You see, our spirit is separated from God. It is dead to God. And when we are born again, we are made alive to God. We are established. There's a link, a living, breathing, exciting link between you and God the Father when you are born again. So we are made alive to him by deciding to make Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of our lives. We become attached like a branch in a grapevine. And you see that in John chapter 15, the first few verses there, Jesus is talking about a grapevine and making an illustration. And then Jesus makes this statement at John 15:5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." And whoa, wait a minute. Abide in Jesus? Well, that's what he said. He said, stay in me, stay put, abide with me, and I with you. That means us together, and we will bring forth much fruit. Wow. How do we abide with Jesus? Again, we talk about the spirit realm, but reading and learning the four Gospels and studying the life of Christ, allowing it to change us, changing us the way we talk, the way we think, how we conduct ourselves, becomes more and more like Jesus Christ. So, as we are like him, we are also abiding in him. And this is how we then have the confidence to approach God since now we are like Jesus. And where do we find that one? Look in the 1 John, the epistle, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. This one always blows my mind. But I believe the Bible is true, and so this verse is also true. 1 John 4:17 says, "Here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Now, I know you look in the mirror and you say, "I'm not like Jesus. I got pains and aches and I got problems and I don't think right and I do things wrong and I say a white lie occasionally and I'm not like Jesus." Again, you got to look at the spirit realm and understand the truth of the spirit and how we bring the truth of the spirit into the physical realm. Jesus is like God the Father, and as we abide in him, we become like God. That doesn't mean we are God. That doesn't mean we do and say the things that God does and says. But as students, we learn. We are the apprentice. We are watching, reading, learning, obeying, and becoming like Christ, who is like God. And that is hard to get your head around. But if you are seriously studying becoming a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ, you will begin to see your life change to be like that. But it's all in the choices that you make, what you read, what you meditate on, how you become and change to be like Jesus Christ. Who said he never did anything or said anything without watching his Father? So in this, do you feel alone? Do you feel all alone in this world? You're not. Does God feel far away? He isn't. Do you have trouble receiving from God? Well, put your faith in the Word of God. Jesus again made a remarkable statement in the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, starting in verse 22. We're going to do 22 and 23, which is also a mind blower because some of the statements in the Bible just, if this is true, then my life doesn't match up to it, and it's wild, okay? So Mark 11, 22 starts out with Jesus answering. So he's talking to him again. He says, "Jesus answering says unto them, have faith in God." Have faith in God. Simple statement, right? Not always easy to do, but not complicated. Then in verse 23, he says, "For verily I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith." That's remarkable. How many mountains have you ever seen pull up and go flying into the ocean? I've never seen one, but I believe that the word is true. Is he talking about a literal mountain, or is this a figurative speech? Is he saying something about mountains in your life, something that is impassable in your life? How about this? Go with both. Keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate or overthink this statement. Just receive it as truth. When Jesus walked on this earth, if he said something, it came to pass. If he said, "You are healed," you were healed. If he said he was going to feed a bunch of people, thousands of people, with a couple of tuna fish sandwiches, it happened. But we always remember the first thing he did was he went to the Father. He thanked the Father for hearing him. He thanked the Father for blessing him. He thanked the Father, recognized God the Father, and then it happened. So if you got something in your life that you can't get around, can't get over, if you got an illness, a situation in a relationship, financial stress, this is how it's going to work. Have faith in God. And then you must say whatever it is that you want moved out of your life, changed. and then you must not doubt in your heart. Yeah, I know. I saw it. I said, mountain, be moved into the sea. And it sat there and rebuked me for saying stuff. Didn't move. Why? My heart wasn't right. There were too many doubts in my mind. But I can tell you this much from experience, that while I don't always stay in that place, I have experienced reality that a situation would arise, and all I could say was, Jesus, help. And I didn't even have time to think twice. In the critical moments of my life, Jesus was there. Jesus came through. It happened. And it will happen again. As I don't doubt, commit my faith to God and make it so. By speaking, not doubting in my heart, and believe that those things that I say will happen. Now, Joe, you can't be greedy and ask for a new car every day. You can't be greedy and ask for a $1 million bank account. Don't be saying that you get whatever you say. Let it be tempered with your faith in God. What's God going to give you? Everything you need for life. What's God going to give you? Those things that will take you into eternity. What's God going to give you? If you need something in financial realm, He will give you a way to obtain it. He'll put it within your hands, and you need to seek the wisdom to know when to act, what to say, what to do, so that you can acquire those things that you need in your life. Thank you so much. My name is Joe Watson, and you're listening to the podcast, Choices We Believe.